Talk Live. We are kicking off hour number two of the Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And Manwich, you've got some funny little questions that you really have a thing about tonight. Mm-hmm. You want to get them out there. So if you dial in, Manwich might throw one of his little trivial questions at you. This evening. There's no penalty for getting it wrong, and there's no prize for getting it right.
Except for electrocution.
You'll make Manwich happy, though. Okay? And that's important. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Got great stuff on there. It's all for free. Still to come tonight, it is the day before tax day. It is April 14th, and so a lot of people are doing their last-minute preparations and all of that. We'll address that here in a few moments. Also, an email has come in from Sweden. In regards to, well, the situation about freedom in Sweden, or the lack thereof. And also, Manwich, you've got something about the wastefulness of the Katrina spending.
Yes, I do.
That and more, and whatever you bring up, 800-259-9231. But to continue something over from last hour, we had, well, you had an email exchange, a few different emails exchange over MySpace, Johnson, with, well, a member of the gay and lesbian community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into one of his responses here. Just go ahead and why don't we just jump right into it, actually, because it's
okay.
Interesting. It covers a lot of issues.
I want to just clarify, because there was a thing we started off with, and I just want to repeat that because of where we were going with it. And I just said that thieves and murderers have one thing in common. They're using force on peaceful people who did not want any intrusion into their lives. Homosexuals should not be made criminals for whom they choose to love. But the government has their nose in their business. The only way the government can see fit to do that is to make laws regarding sex. The behavior. Without sex laws, the problem would be gone. Yes, there would probably still be judgmental people, bigotry, but gays, straights, bisexuals, and transgendered folks alike would all be able to live their own lives and not necessarily be continually forced into paying for a government to make laws that only serve to harm them on a daily basis.
So the point is that the government has made laws against homosexual behavior, not like homosexuals.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Right. Yeah.
It's not illegal to be a homosexual in America, but it's illegal to engage in homosexual sex in
right.
America.
Because that's what a government does. It makes laws on behavior. It doesn't make laws about how the way people feel. I mean, it makes laws based on things that it can measure and affect and control. And so I got another response back that says, I understand where you're coming from, but like murderers and thieves, I cannot simply accept your views and suggestions that getting rid of sex laws will reduce pressures on homosexuals. It's not like homosexuals are the only ones that have anal sex or that lesbians are the only people who have oral sex.
Yes, but they're the only ones that that these laws generally are enforced on.
Yes, this is true.
Presuming the laws are enforced, and I don't know if they are.
And I'm paraphrasing.
We have reported on stuff on this show where sodomy laws have been used against homosexuals. Yes.
Oh, wow. I don't recall.
Yeah. Well, they're not specifically against homosexuals, though. Most of those laws, they're specifically against sodomy, and there's anti-gay marriage laws. But
yes, but they're used on gay people.
Absolutely. This is when it gets a little interesting, and this person was using some vulgarity, but I kind of cleaned it up, so I'm not even going to read that. But anyway, this is when the person says, I used to identify as a lesbian. We've been calling this person a he. It's a she.
Whoops. Okay.
But I have realized my we say whoops, but I don't know. I don't know. This person might actually appreciate being called a he.
Okay, go on.
If you look at when looking at this person's profile, this person looks and, I mean.
Okay, whoops.
The bush lesbian. Okay, go ahead.
But I have realized my transgenderism. On another note, politicians are hardly different from murderers and thieves.
I agree.
That's true.
But that is only my opinion. In my opinion, the idea of getting rid of sex laws will make it easier to be a member of the LGBTQ community is an unrealistic message. He thinks that getting rid of sex laws...
I don't think we made that suggestion, did we? I mean, did we ever suggest that getting rid of the laws against homosexual sex would make it easier to be a homosexual? No, of course not. There's still going to be bigotry. There's still going to be ignorance.
It would be easier. You don't have the chance of the few people that we've reported on this show being thrown in jail. You don't have the chance of being thrown in jail.
Okay, true.
That stinks. Being thrown in jail for being gay stinks. And it happens in America.
Not often.
And people can, be allowed to immigrate here and, for just equality.
Well,
anyway,
the sex laws aren't in regards to immigration.
Well, yeah,
the immigration laws are.
At any rate, he thinks that the message is, or she, I'm sorry, thinks that the message is unrealistic and false. I know that as a member of this community, any sex laws that are passed or repealed won't make me feel any safer in public, and I won't feel more included in this country or society.
Sure.
If you want to spread realistic messages, why not focus on building a more inclusive society, in which would, in turn, lead to this supposed goal of yours and so much more?
Ah, we are.
We are.
We are building that more inclusive society. It's the Free State Project, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, and that includes straight people, it includes homosexual people, it includes transgendered people, it includes everybody, because the people that are moving to the Free State are not of the intolerant type. And so we're literally getting a bunch. There's plenty of Christians in there. There's plenty of people that, you know, a homosexual might kind of shy away from, I think, just on their face. However, they tend to be the tolerant Christians. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that really do love everybody else and aren't looking to force their value sets on others. These are the kinds of people that are moving into the Free State. And so, yes, we are building that society.
I agree. I think that I've just personally feel like this person's just confused.
I think so, too.
Honestly, the point is I feel like you should get rid of laws that are currently being used, not regularly, but irregularly, against homosexuals. That would be the first step in creating a tolerant world for homosexuals.
It would certainly be a nice gesture.
Now, I'm not out there to make people feel tolerant towards homosexuals or tolerant towards black people or tolerant towards anyone. I just believe that everyone should be treated equal in the eyes of the law.
Well, this person is definitely confused because they go on to say that there are no laws that make it illegal for... they say there are... This one turns to the supposed goal here. We have laws. They have laws to restrict our love. We are not allowed to marry. And although some heterosexuals use marriage as a segue for sex, it is usually love or perceived love which truly defines marriage. There are no laws out there that make it illegal for a man to have anal sex with intercourse with a woman, which is that's not true,
mistaken.
Or for a man to have oral sex with his wife.
Mistaken.
Yeah, that's very mistaken. Those laws are restrict heterosexuals as well.
But they're not used against them.
There are states, in general, they're not used against them, but we have had some instances of, remember there was a story a long time ago about a sheriff's department that fired an employee because she was having sex outside of marriage.
Yeah.
So they are used from time to time.
Absolutely.
Adultery law.
And not only are there laws against those specific sexual activities, there are literally laws that allow only the missionary position. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
In some states, that's all you can have sex in.
Yeah, and she goes on to say, I have yet to hear of a law that specifically states any homosexually defined intercourse is illegal. They cannot have any such law because it's an infringement on our rights.
Ageofconsent.org. They're right there.
Yeah. And although some rights are
mistaken.
Although some rights are so infringed, they are not done so by any laws. In actuality, it is an institution of heterosexualism that violates these rights that we have fought so hard for.
I think the fact that you have someone who's a member of this community,
mm-hmm.
who's writing an email just vehemently spouting off that he or she believes that there are no laws like this, shows how very seldomly they're enforced. You would think that the word about this would have spread like wildfire throughout their community, but apparently it hasn't. I mean, this person considers themselves a former lesbian, now transgendered, and she's not even aware that there are laws against sodomy.
Yeah, and I went on, to explain that the laws are against anal and oral intercourse are designed to be enforced only on gay people. I mean, if you think about it, if that law
I don't know about that. They're enforced on people they don't like, whoever that might be.
Well, think about it. If those laws are in a certain community and somebody knows that somebody's gay, then those laws are designed to instill fear in that gay person and cause other people a society of paranoia and snitches.
You could threaten them and scare them.
Absolutely.
And possibly get them to leave.
It's made to harass those people.
And maybe they'll come to the Free State. The Free State Project, by the way, 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. We are building that inclusive society for everybody. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. It is completely listener-controlled. wiki.freetalklive.com. You go there, create yourself an account. It's totally free, and then you can edit. At that point, you can edit virtually anything that's on the wiki. You can add to it, create your own sections. It's totally controllable by you. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so it is tax season, and a lot of people out there just don't pay them, and I encourage that. I say, look, you know, if you have had it up to here with this government, if you are sick and tired of the federal government spending all kinds of crazy amounts of money, $2.8 billion.
If you're homosexual and you live in a state where they've outlawed gay marriage, don't pay.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like what the government's doing, why would you want to give them money? So that's how I feel about it. If you want to express your feelings, 800-259-9231.
No taxation without representation.
Exactly right. I don't feel like I'm being represented at all. Well, anyway, here's what one man has to say about it from IndustryWeek.com. Michael K. Evans saying that tax cheats are snubbing the spend-crazy feds. Soon it will be everyone's favorite day, April 15th. How much will you owe? Federal income taxes are only the beginning. Last year, federal income taxes totaled $932 billion, or about $6,650 per employee. But people paid $1.286 trillion in other federal taxes, mostly Social Security taxes, and, keep those calculators going, the state and local tax bill totaled $1.14 trillion.
Wow.
Directly or indirectly, employees and proprietors paid the entire bill of $3.358 trillion, almost $24,000 per employee.
Wow.
Wow.
24 grand an employee?
No, that's average. That's an average, of course.
Some is it withholding included in that?
I'm not sure. Total
incredible.
Total compensation earned by employees and individual proprietors last year was about $8.2 trillion. So by this guy's calculation, it means 40% of your income went to various government agencies. And I'd say that's a conservative estimate. And where did that 40% of your income go? Most of it, if you're under 65 and working at a regular job, went to the less fortunate, according to this guy. The numbers are stunning.
That's not true.
Yeah,
most of that money went into blowing up Iraq.
Yeah, and well, here he says...
Well, hold on, wait a second. If you count, if you don't count the... if you don't count income tax and Social Security in the same pie, then you have the largest amount of the income tax
goes to military.
Goes to military.
I see what
you're
saying.
You count Social Security as part of taxes, then I'll bet you the I don't know why someone would call somebody over 65 less fortunate than me because
it's strange.
I live in a town where a large portion of the population is
they
over 65, and most of them drive Lincolns, Cadillacs, Mercedes. They drive very nice cars, whereas...
Well, they have multiple revenue streams.
Yeah, right.
Well, federal expenditures were $2.55 trillion with $495 billion going for national defense, i.e. blowing up stuff in Iraq, and $272 billion going for purchased goods and wages paid. At the same time, some $1.69 trillion was transferred to someone else. Well, actually, a lot of someone else's. He says some people think that's too much to pay. Well, almost everyone thinks it's too much to pay. But some people do something about it. They cheat. And that's where this guy's got it wrong. To suggest that people who are not paying their taxes or are paying a portion of their taxes or are not being totally forthcoming about all of their income to the federal government, to suggest that those people are cheats is totally unfair. Imagine this. If I'm robbing you at gunpoint, Manwich, and you've got a wallet in your pocket, and you have a belt on, and some belts have a little zipper on the backside, and they're money belts, and you can put money inside of them. And I say, give me all your money! And you hand over your wallet to me, and I pull out hundreds and hundreds of dollars from your wallet. But you don't tell me about the hundreds of dollars that you have stashed in your belt. Are you cheating me?
You cheated that robber. What a horrible person you are.
No, not cheating you. And that's really how taxes are.
That's what's going on here.
Just like being robbed at gunpoint, because if I choose not to pay my taxes for whatever reason...
But wait.
Let me finish my example. If I choose not to pay my taxes for whatever reason, then the IRS is going to put some kind of lien on me. They're going to take me to court. They're going to say, you're a bad person, and you're going to go to jail. And if I say, I'm not going to jail because you people are just trying to rob me.
I'm a free man.
I'm a free man. I haven't done anything wrong. Besides follow some real weird rule you've got going, which says that I've got to give you my money.
Right. And rules I never agreed to follow.
And if I try to fight going to jail, like a robber trying to kidnap me, if I try to fight going to jail, like I would fight a robber, I'm going to get shot.
But now, Johnson, you're saying
exactly.
The robber,
you are cheating in the eyes of that robber. You're cheating that robber out of his hard-earned money.
Well,
has to afford that gun that he bought. I mean, that's expensive. You know, he had to buy the gun. He's gone through all this effort. He's putting his life a line because he might get killed. You know, it's possible. even though he's got a gun and you don't.
But the robber's a bad guy, and I don't care what he thinks.
Right. And he doesn't deserve the money just
but
because
in
he
his eyes,
to be a robber.
But in his eyes, he does deserve that money, and if he finds out you cheated him, he's going to hurt you.
You're right. In the IRS's eyes, they think they deserve the money, too.
Yes.
You're right about that.
They do think that.
Well, let's see. According to a recent updated IRS study, federal income taxes were underpaid by $345 billion in 2001. Most of that was based on underreported income, and most of the gap was caused by individual proprietors who didn't report all their income or overstated their expenses. According to the IRS, non-farm proprietors' income reported was understated by a whopping 57%. So the IRS is bitching and moaning here because they're not getting the amount of money that they would like to get from everyone.
I want to follow up, you know, with that analogy, because I think a lot of people would think immediately, like, oh, they're going over the top, you know, with the robber thing, because
no,
the government provides services. So would it be okay if that same robber on the street was also the same guy who comes up to you and starts washing your windshield? You know, when you're in traffic and one of those guys that has the squeegee and he comes up and he starts squeegeeing your windshield and expects you to give him a couple dollars, and then when you don't, if he points a gun at you and tells you you have to, is that okay? He provided you with a service.
Right, if the armed robber pointed a gun at you and you gave his money and he said, I'm shining your shoes before I go, who cares? He's still a robber. He's a weird one, but a robber nonetheless.
Right. You weren't. You didn't ever have a chance to consent to the deal.
And that's really the problem here, is that the things the government does are involuntary. You don't get an option. I have to pay my taxes, and
I would like to break people of that habit, and I'm guilty of it too. My taxes. It makes it sound as though you owe a portion of it, that you have taxes to pay. No, they're just taxes. I won't pay taxes, not I won't pay my taxes. You see what I'm saying? It's semantics, yeah. But vaguely. I think it's important. Words are important.
I'm very proud that you're actually taking notice of language now.
I've taken notice of language in the past. Okay, go ahead.
No, I've brought up words before, and you're like, whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, when I brought up...
Well, it's a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter. Okay, man, why don't you keep going?
About what?
Taxes. You were saying something.
I have to finish my thought.
You did finish it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, your thoughts then. 800-259-9231. We've got the Band of Marauders hoping that you'll be good little citizens and just hand over the money without them having to take any enforcement actions on you. And that's what most people will do. Most people will go there, go to their post office if they haven't turned them in already. People will wait in lines tomorrow. I think they're usually open all day long, all the way until midnight, something like that. And personally, I've just had enough of it. You know, if you're somebody that's not working a job, and you can avoid paying taxes, I think you should avoid it. And if you're somebody who's a employer, and you are someone who's withholding taxes from employees right now, I think you should stop. Stop withholding taxes and give your employees pay them what they're worth, and stop sending it to the federal government. Let your employees decide on their own whether or not they want to send the money to the government. If more people had the courage to stand up and do what they really believe in, and I think most people believe in that they shouldn't have to pay taxes, then we'd have a big change in this country. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Have you been paying taxes? Are you one of those people that hasn't paid for a long time? We want to hear from you.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all archived right there on the front page of the website for free. Go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. Over a year's worth of them, as a matter of fact. Right there, freetalklive.com. Talking taxes. Tomorrow is April 15th, and that's a stressful day for a lot of people. I know, man, what you said, that you and your wife have been toiling over your taxes this year for weeks on end.
Well, my wife has been toiling over my taxes.
Oh, I see.
I don't do it. She's probably doing some more. She apparently printed them out. Now I have to go over them, and I'm going to decide, we haven't spent enough deductions on this, and we need more money on client lunches and things like that. I always, at this point, we're going to pay $800, which means that we'll get back, I don't know, a phenomenal amount, because not only am I going back and getting all the money that I paid in taxes, but I'm going and getting all hers now, too. So
not only do taxes waste our lives and waste our money and waste our productive efforts over time, just as they're taken out of our paychecks, we don't get to reap the rewards from our work in full. Not only is it wasteful in that way, but it also wastes our time and efforts and money in the actual paying of the taxes. I mean, your wife has spent uncounted hours so far this year, again, burdened by these tax forms and the instructions and the lines.
They are incredibly difficult, especially if you have investment properties and IRAs and
the
stocks.
The more stuff you have, the more difficult it is.
Very much so.
You know what we need? We need a fire tax.
Well, wait.
No, we don't.
Well, we just need no taxes. That's what we need. We need people with the courage to stand up against them. Let's go to the phones to Eric in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Eric.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, evening. You're on the Amplifier Only line, by the way. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to give you a little tiny reprieve on your taxes. They're not due till Monday this year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because it falls on Saturday.
How generous of them.
Now, because it falls on Saturday, does this have to be sent by Sunday night or Monday night?
I didn't check into that because filed.
You can't call.
They'll probably give you all of Monday to do it.
Probably.
That would be my guess. I want to thank all of you gentlemen because of your hard work this year. I just got my tax refund, and even though I only had $600 withheld, I got $4,700 back.
What? How the heck did that happen?
When you have three kids, apparently you get extra money back.
Oh, it's the earned income tax credit. Yeah, so it's welfare.
Wait, why are you thanking Free Talk Live for this?
Well, you guys individually, because you've all paid into the system, and I'm, a portion of that came from your taxes.
Actually, I didn't pay anything into the system, so sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather you get my money than the federal government, anyway.
I just wanted to ask you if you all had ever heard of anybody trying to use the 13th Amendment to fight paying taxes.
What? Can you recap that? I mean, we know up to 10 pretty well, but what's the 13th? What's that one?
The 13th abolished slavery.
Is this the one where they claim that we have been replaced by corporations with capital letters in our names? Is that?
Well, no, we've talked about this before on the show, actually. This is the whole theory that because you have to go and you have to fill out, the government isn't filling out the tax forms to take your money for you. You have to do all the work to provide them with the information in order to pay the taxes. Therefore, that's slavery. You're working for the government.
You're not being compensated.
You're not being compensated.
Nor did you agree to do
time, yeah, for the time that you have to spend actually preparing all the tax information.
You're asking if we know anyone that's taking that approach?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you'd ever heard of any stories of anybody doing that.
I can't say I have, necessarily, or none that I remember.
I can't imagine that any story like that would end up with somebody not being, at some point or another, in jail.
The judge would throw you in jail.
Well, I'm surprised that, didn't that the tax freedom guy that...
Erwin Schiff is in jail.
Yeah. But
Rose is in jail.
Yeah, but didn't both of those guys actually take that approach?
No, what happened was Erwin Schiff had all of his defense thrown out. The judge would not allow him to use his defense. He had a defense that he was ready to go with that would have shown that the income tax is voluntary, the income tax is unconstitutional, or whatever it was that he was going to do. And the judge said, sorry, you can't bring that in my courtroom. So he couldn't do anything. So he was railroaded and thrown in jail. He's an 80-year-old man in jail.
Now, there's the We the People organization. They seem to have had some luck at this point by withholding their taxes until they have their answers, their constitutional questions answered. At this point, I don't think
petition redress.
Yes, I don't think any of them have been thrown in jail, and some of them are IRS agents. They're named claimants on the case, and they're probably not going to be thrown in jail until at least their case is heard and they're told, "Well, you have to pay anyway," and then they'll start tossing.
Some people have won tax cases. Joe Bannister, I think, won his case, but they're few and far between. And for the most part, the judges don't want any of this information to get out. They will throw you in jail. They're not going to let you bring up the points that you want to bring up. It is not a courtroom situation where you're free to defend yourself with whatever defense you want to. It's a sick situation, and I think the only answer to it is to get people that believe, as we do, that we should be free and anything that somebody wants from you should be gotten on a voluntary basis. We should all get together in the free state up in New Hampshire. That way, if somebody's targeted... for instance, if somebody's targeted by the IRS, we can all get behind that person and show solidarity that we're behind this person. We defend his freedom to keep the money that he earns. Gosh, he earned it, not the IRS. Who do they think they are anyway, Eric?
It's amazing, isn't it? Wasn't Tax Freedom Day, wasn't it like May 5th this year or something like that?
I would suspect it's even farther.
I've seen different estimates.
And what's unfair about that is usually what they're looking at is income tax. They're not looking at all the taxes that you pay. I don't pay just income tax. I pay
property tax.
Property taxes. I pay sales taxes. All the taxes that any corporation that I purchase from, I'm paying some portion of that because corporations, if they're not making a profit, don't exist. So their taxes have to be passed on in the products that they make.
Right.
Really disturbing. Eric, any other final thoughts for us tonight?
I don't know if y'all had seen it or not, but France is trying to tell Apple to unlock their DRM on the iPod and iTunes music store. Now, I hate DRM, but trying to tell a company how to work its own product seems a little goofy to me.
Well, yeah, but Apple told France to shove it.
Good. Wow. Good for Apple. Thanks for the call,
yeah.
Eric. We appreciate it, man.
Okay.
800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. What is your tax situation? Are you somebody who is just not filing at all? Are you somebody that just hasn't paid into the system, period, and you've gotten away with it for a decade, and the IRS has done nothing more than maybe send you a letter? We want to hear from you. Are you somebody that has actually had the IRS go after you? Maybe you've successfully defended yourself against them. You know, tell us your tax story. Or are you somebody that pays year after year because you think it's the right thing to do? Are you somebody that likes to pay taxes? Believe it or not, there are people like that out there.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's not a lot of them out there, but they are out there.
Well, there's people that like to hang themselves from the ceiling by meat hooks, too. I mean, there's masochists of every type. And if you think that the government's doing a good job with your taxes, you are a masochist.
It's very rare. I've gone out on tax day for the past several years to the post office and done an anti-tax protest. And they happen. There will be the people that will pull by in their Lexuses and roll down their windows and yell out at me, "I think we should pay more taxes." I mean, there are those people out there. They're really
aren't
sick.
They kidding?
No, they're serious.
Good Lord,
they haven't paid enough. So you always can retort back with something like, "Well, you can pay mine if you'd like." 800-259-9231. Coming up, Ron Paul's version of the tax day phenomenon here. He calls it cough up. We'll explain that. 800-259-9231. And your thoughts, you bring whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. You get to bring up whatever you want if you make the call. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo because they like our show, and we like our lady listeners, so we want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating. It's simple. You send us a picture that's validated. That means that in the picture, you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live. So it's one you have to take specifically for us, and then we'll put you up on our website on the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Still talking about taxes. A lot of people, it's on their minds right now. So hopefully this will make you feel a little bit better. This is from Ron Paul. In case you don't know who he is, he is essentially the libertarian who's in Congress, U.S. Congress. He ran as a Republican in Texas, but he's definitely libertarian stripes.
What about Jeff Flake from Arizona?
Don't know who he is.
Okay.
Anyway, here's what Ron Paul has to say. April 15th, our national tax day, comes this year just as Congress prepares to pass the 2007 federal budget. If you think paying taxes was painful this year, I've got some bad news. The new budget, is a grotesque illustration of everything wrong with the federal government. At $2.7 trillion, it's the largest budget in U.S. history by a long shot. Like it or not, the pressure to raise your taxes will be enormous in the coming years, no matter who controls Congress.
How else could they be? I mean, with all the spending that's gone into this war that's mortgaged the future.
Indeed, the amount of money government spends, borrows, and prints simply cannot be sustained. For most people, their income tax return represents their most meaningful interaction with the federal government. It requires them to confess their actions over the past year to the IRS in excruciating detail. It's an annual ritual guaranteed to elicit strong feelings of disgust. Thanks to the deception of income tax withholding, however, some people actually look forward to tax time and a much-anticipated refund. Imagine how quickly Americans would demand lower taxes and spending if they actually had to write the federal government a check every month. And actually, that's something that Ron Paul has proposed in the past, is changing the system to no withholding, and everyone has to write checks to the government.
I'm all for that system. I think that once Americans had to write a check every time they had to pay their taxes, perhaps monthly, perhaps annually. Can you imagine how difficult that would be?
Oh, yeah.
I'm for annually. But if they had to pay their taxes annually with a check that they wrote out, man, you would see Americans
real quick.
They would not put up with the taxes.
Which
that we
is
pay.
Why, of course, every time Ron Paul brings it up, it's shelved. Nobody wants to vote on it. It's flushed down the drain because all the other politicians realize that if the system was to change like that, the spending spree would be over. People would get the clue.
Right.
And they don't want that.
You know, and the funny thing is I think when people stop paying taxes, it's going to be the only way that this country can rescue its economy.
What do you mean?
Not paying taxes is the only way we're going to pull our country out of the fire.
That's a good point. Great point. For instance, even just on simple things like property taxes, the house that I'm looking at getting up in New Hampshire, there's $6,000 a year of property taxes on that.
Grand.
And it's a duplex, so that'll be able to be covered by the other unit. However, I shouldn't have to half of the rent that I'd be charging from that unit would be going to pay taxes. $500 a month in taxes. You want to talk about an increase in wealth, take those taxes away, and everybody gets wealthier. That's what you're saying, right, Johnson?
Because everyone is holding on to their money. All the money stays here in the country.
People all the money they earned.
Right, all the money they earned is being traded around and stays in the country. If it's all going to the government's printing more, and literally, they are burning and blowing up our money in other countries.
Sick.
I mean, literally, they're blowing up our economy by just burning all the cash off.
Well, Ron Paul, you're absolutely right. Ron Paul continues. He says, most people understandably want a simpler income tax system, but it's useless to discuss tax reform without spending reform. Who wants a 40% flat tax anyway?
I'm with him.
Who wants a national sales tax if it adds 50% to the retail price of everything we buy?
You know, I'm not for those anyway, because under the current tax system, although it takes me, my wife, in this case, my bookkeeper, hours and hours and hours of free labor in order to get to do our taxes.
Right.
I think we made, I'm just going to give you a ballpark figure. I think that it was $80,000 or something was the household income.
Okay.
And I think we're paying $800, so it's like 1%.
Okay.
So I don't want to pay 40% flat tax.
Saying.
I don't want to pay a 27%.
It'd be harder to dodge. It'd be harder to play with.
Absolutely.
Well,
flat tax is a terrible, stupid idea.
In other words, especially the way they've created it, we can talk about that later, but in other words, why change the tax structure if spending stays the same? Once we accept that Congress needs $2 trillion a year from us, the only question is, how will it be collected? The current answer is labyrinthine tax code, which pits taxpayers against each other in a political scramble to make sure the other guy pays. The truth is, Congress does not need $2.7 trillion or anything close to it to fund the proper constitutional functions of the federal government. The only tax reform needed is to lower or abolish existing taxes. When reform proposals seem complicated, the reason's simple. They obscure their true nature as schemes to shift the tax burden around. It's not who pays or how we pay, it's how much we pay. The real enemy of tax reform is the spending culture in Washington. Let me repeat, we will never have tax reform in this country until Congress changes its spending habits. The reform rhetoric...
And unfortunately, even if we do have tax reform, it's likely going to be this garbage that Bortz is putting out.
Right,
which is going to make things worse.
Yes, for those of you out there that have heard about this fair tax thing, it is anything but fair, and one thing that it does that really disturbs me is the welfare aspect. And we can get into that.
Ugh.
Let's hold off. Let's talk about the fair tax as an option once we get done with Ron Paul.
I'd like to invite also Neil Bortz people, if anybody, because we are a libertarian show, and Neil Bortz advertises himself as a libertarian.
Right.
If anybody who's listening is a Neil Bortz listener, call us.
1-800-259-9231. The reform rhetoric, regardless of which party it comes from, never changes the reality that federal spending grows every year. We'll talk about how much it's grown recently, and we'll finish up with Ron Paul's thoughts. Talk to you about taxes. If you make the call, 800-259-9231, do you pay them? Have you stopped paying? Have you seen any consequences? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Anything goes. You bring up whatever's on your mind. The number, 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. You know, last night I went and checked the voting statistics, and we had pulled into the lead again by about 3 votes. And I haven't been yet today to the podcast top 10.
How far are we from you releasing your air check?
Not close enough. About halfway, I would say.
Only halfway through the month.
That's true. We need 1,500 votes for me to release my very first air check as a 17-year-old rock and roll disc jockey alone in a studio back in 1997.
The second half of the month is harder, though. So, everyone who has voted, you might want to tell, like, 4 friends.
We're ahead by 6 votes.
We're number one still?
Yes. Very, very, very close. So,
and
if you haven't voted yet, or you haven't, if you've got a friend that you know that you can get on the computer that hasn't voted yet,
right,
do it now.
If you haven't told, like,
please,
10 friends, it should be out there, like, just letting people know, like, hey, help, you know?
Yeah, well, because the reason why is not only just to help Free Talk Live out, but literally the more people that come across this show, the more people will hear the message of freedom and liberty for the first time ever.
I just want to see them embarrass you.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed. I mean, it's silly. It's a silly air check. I'm not embarrassed by my past.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to embarrass you when it releases.
Shoot. I'll sing like a virgin to karaoke. I don't care.
That'll be next month. That'll be next month.
Yeah, now we got next month.
All right.
Coming through the wilderness.
Stop it.
Sorry.
1,500 votes is what it takes. We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote. If you haven't done it this month, it's a once-a-month thing. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right. Final thoughts from Ron Paul on this crazy spending that's going on in Washington, D.C. He's just pointing out, and rightly so, that it doesn't matter what kind of tax reform we have, as long as the spending continues to go up, it's not going to make any difference. We have to cut down the spending to actually cut taxes. And he points out that Congress spent $2.4 trillion in last year's budget, and the new budget is $2.7 trillion. The same unconstitutional agencies are funded, the same unwise programs are perpetuated, but at higher levels than last year. The previous budget serves merely as a baseline. The only question in any given year is how much will spending increase? Once created, no spending program is ever eliminated. The cycle goes on and on, with different administrations and different people in Congress. But could America exist without an income tax? The idea seems radical, yet in truth, America did just fine without a federal income tax for the first 126 years of the country's history.
Right. I mean, the government didn't have an income tax until 1913.
In fact, prior to 1913, the government operated with revenues raised through tariffs, excise taxes, and property taxes without ever touching a worker's paycheck. Even today, individual income taxes account for, get this, approximately one-third of federal revenue. Eliminating one-third of the proposed 2007 budget would leave federal spending still at $1.8 trillion, which is a sum that's greater than the budget of 2000. Does anybody seriously believe that we couldn't find ways to cut spending back to 2000 levels? People, perhaps the idea of America without an income tax is not so radical after all. It's something to think about this week as we approach April 15th. But, of course, the ultimate question is, how will this happen? How will we cut back these crazy spending levels? Republicans sure as hell aren't going to do it for you. And we know the Democrats aren't going to do it. Oh, maybe the secret's the fair tax.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, it's not. We'll talk about that coming up in Hour 3. 800-259-9231. Or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, folks.